This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'll give you three guesses where we're going to start today, and the first two don't count, all right? Donuts. That's where we're going. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to go with jobs. The May unemployment report landed this morning, and it landed just about where everybody thought it was going to land, 217,000 new jobs. The unemployment rate held steady at 6.3%. We will digest that and the rest of the week's news economy-wise with Felix Salmon from Fusion and Jolene Kent from Fox Business. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello, Kai.
So, Felix, let me start with you and ask you for a gut check on the jobs report.
Exactly the same as it's been for the past couple of months. We're steady at just over 200,000 jobs a month. It's not spectacular. We're getting better. The economy is growing. It's not shrinking. It's no surprises.
Joe, what do you got?
You know, this maybe when the Fed starts to think more aggressively about raising those rates eventually, well, some analysts I talked to said maybe second quarter of next year. It's interesting, but saw wages rise about five cents.
Yep, wages were up
pretty
good.
Yep. Yeah, so manufacturing jobs. Good.
Hey, Felix, really quickly, channel Janet Yellen for me.
She's going to continue doing what she said she was going to do, which is the taper. Yep. And she's going to get around to raising rates in her own sweet time. And she's not going to let these job reports derail that.
All right. We will detour to Europe. The European Central Bank, Joe, yesterday, I guess it was, pushed interest rates way down. Bank deposits overnight at the ECB are negative now. How big a deal is that? Much hay was made.
Much hay was made, Kai. And what's interesting is this is the first major bank to do this in recent history, recent memory. And basically, this could be an opportunity for small and medium businesses in Europe, you know, pushing money into their hands. Maybe they can hire some more. It could be good for U.S. Companies like Boeing and big companies like that do big business with Europe.
Felix, why does it matter for us here other than the big companies?
Well, the idea is that they're trying to bring down the value of the euro, which will increase their exports. And I guess in a zero-sum game, that's bad for the U.S. rather than good for the U.S. But what we want more than anything else is a healthy Europe. And if this helps expand Europe, if it helps give them inflation, then that's a good thing for us. Also, by the way, you have to mention the important thing they did was this thing called LTROs, not the negative interest rate. They're pushing $400 billion into these small and medium-sized businesses in Spain and Italy and Greece.
Now, you know what I have to do now? I have to make you explain LTRO in 15 seconds or less because it's only a half-hour radio
show. It's a way of lending money very cheaply to banks so that they can lend it on to the people who need it.
All right. Fair enough. Joe, let's stay with Europe for a second. 6 months ago, we were all talking about how amazing it was that Europe had kind of come back, right? The debt crisis seemed to be over. Nobody was talking about breaking up the eurozone anymore. They weren't talking about getting rid of the euro. And now, all of a sudden, Europe's in a big problem again. We're worried about deflation. Hello?
Yeah, that is definitely a concern. But if you look at what happened with the ECB, markets rallying in Europe on the news, U.S. responding relatively positively. So for now, it seems relatively okay, but still very much many infrastructural concerns across the board.
Did we get complacent, do you think, Joe, about Europe?
I think some people would say yes, while some people would say no. But I think looking at where it is now, they're trying to do something. With the ECB trying to take a little bit more aggressive action.
Yeah. Felix, talk to me for a second, and I know this is your favorite topic, talk to me for a second about the stock market. I don't care about the highs. I don't care about the lows. What I want you to talk to me about is volume and how thin it's been and why that matters.
We have very low volume. We have very low volatility, the two different vols.
Yep.
And frankly, that would have been more of a worry 10 or 20 years ago. Today, so much of the trading is driven by these high-frequency trading shops, and high-frequency trading is going away. And if high-frequency trading is becoming less common, that's a good thing. It does mean lower volumes. It does mean lower volatility. But we don't need all of those algo bots in the market trading in and out 100 times a second.
We don't? Really? I thought that's what gave us liquidity. And that's what they all tell us. That's what they told Michael Lewis. Right?
And he didn't exactly buy it either.
Yeah, no, I know. Joe, thoughts on the market? I mean, it's you know, highs and lows don't much matter, right?
Yeah, I think what's interesting is, you know, when the VIX is down, volatility is low, no fear, badness, maybe you could see a little bit of that coming through. But what I think is so interesting is a lack of participation when the volume is thin. Does that mean the gains will last? We're approaching 17,000 today.
Yeah.
Something to watch, something to think about.
They won't. Right. It's too quiet, Kai. It's too quiet.
It's really
sell in
quiet.
May and whatever. Anyway, Felix Salmon from Fusion and Jolene Kent from Fox Business. See you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
You too.
All right.